It's 5:04. Good evening. I'm Mary Angish with this Vermont Public News. Vermont has one of the highest emission rates per person in the Northeast, behind only New Hampshire and Pennsylvania. That's according to a new report from the Energy Action Network, which tracks the state's progress on reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The report found the state is not on track to meet emissions reduction requirements under state law that are consistent with goals set by the Paris Climate Accords. Jared Duval is the executive director of Energy Action Network and a member of Vermont's Climate Council.
This scale and pace of emissions reduction doesn't happen on its own. It requires policy action. It requires rules and regulations that can shift markets.
Modeling from the Agency of Natural Resources shows the state is on track to fall halfway short of emissions reductions requirements by 2025 and well short of requirements set for 2030. Sion Leah Bylak, that is, was formally inaugurated as Dartmouth College's 19th president on Friday. She's the first woman to lead the school. In her address, Bylak, who has a cognitive science background, outlined plans for expanding mental health and wellness services on campus. Dartmouth is expected to release a strategic plan on mental health next month. Looking forward, Bylak also says she'll focus on climate change initiatives and creating a new tribal leadership academy that provides a place for tribal leaders to convene and share best practices. For Vermont Public, I'm Mary Angish.